So the way the rotating.
What's up? It's Monday night. And everyone knows what time it is. This is the 46-year-old Otaku. And welcome to my podcast. Okay, so what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, it's October. Month of Halloween. So, yeah, it's nothing been very happy. I'm not happy today. It's nothing happy been going on in the world of otakus, because our champion, those of us that wanted him to be the champion after 11 freaking years, Kofi Kingston lost the WWE Championship in like 8 seconds.
I'm a little scared to look over.
Okay, to begin with, I'm beginning to think Fox is racist to black people to begin with. I mean, no, not racist to black people, racist to minorities. Because there was one dude Rey Mysterio. And called him Nacho Libre or something. Or whatever. Lucha Libre or something. So, yeah. The thing of it was, Kofi got squashed on Friday Night SmackDown on Fox. But then Lucha Libre, or Rey Mysterio Jr., came in with Kane Velasquez. Velasquez, or whatever his name is. I can't remember his name. His last name. Dude came in, and when he did come in, the look on Brock's face was like, oh my God, what is this? What is this nigga doing here? he almost got stomped by King. Not Glenn Jacobs, the UFC fighter. So hopefully he'd get revenge for us at Crown Jewel. Excuse me. Haven't been feeling I've been a little under the weather lately. So what happened later on today? What happened later on during the week or whatever? And my buddy and I, we got through talking about Ghostbusters. I liked all three of them, but. Meaning Ghostbusters 2 and the 2016 version, the all-female Ghostbusters movie. So, I thought they were pretty good. But what's going on here what's been going on is that we're just gonna have to sit down and just take it. Another born championship run for Brock Lesnar. I heard that Seth won via disqualification, but this is a hell in, but this was at Hell in a Cell, in a Hell in a Cell. So how in the hell does that work? I'm just curious. So anyway, but yeah, probably because what's his face is gonna be start crying about it. So so. Let's get on to something else, something a little less depressing. Let's go ahead and talk about who's coming out next week. Who's coming next Tuesday? Not next week. Who's coming out tomorrow? For those of us that has the fighter pack, we get them early. This is us, Tuesday on NBC. Arnold Schwarzenegger looks... but it ain't his voice. The Terminator is going coming in Mortal Kombat 11 as a character. And he looked freaking crazy. So, yeah, I kind of like the idea that the Terminator is going to be doing a little, going to be dancing with the likes of Shao Kahn and Kronika and what's her name? I can't think of her name. I'll have to worry about that later. You know, and others. So which is really cool. Which is really cool that Arnie is going to be there. And the thing, I saw the trailer. The trailer's freaking awesome. Sonya as Sarah Connor, with Sarah Connor skin, not bad. Kano looking like Cyborg. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Kano looking like Cyborg. Okay. And my favorite one was Cassie Cage looking like Harley. Cassie Cage, Harley Quinsky. And it's sort of like a combination of Margot Robbie crossed with her, you know, the what's his face? The original red and black outfit for her. In the Batman animated series. Not the Batman, but Batman animated series, the Fox one. So, who else? So it's gonna look good. You know, I can't wait to play him. It's gonna be pretty interesting. Who else? What else can I tell you about? I've been working on some new stuff on my stories. I've just got through putting out two chapters of a story of a Ruby story fan fiction where Jean Arc is had been, you know, the whole shoot match, you know. Cardine just reveals, hey, you know, Ark's lying. He got in fake. And the thing of it was, people started to hate John. But when John was about to, when they were about to get mad at him, you know, Team CRDL chains him up to a lightning pole, to one of the poles on the roof of the school in the middle of a lightning storm, comes up, he gets hit, and basically he gets struck by lightning, and he ends up meeting Ohm, their all-father, and another all-powerful being called Godspeed. Godspeed is one of Flash's most powerful enemies. He's the if If you don't know who he is, but you do read DC or watch The Flash on the CW, he's the dude in the all white with the gold trim. You know, he has like a full face mask. He's not wearing a cowl. He's wearing a full face mask. So in the story, Jean basically builds a war machine armor, but it's Punisher. But it's like, it looks like the Punisher, you know, got the Punisher skull on the torso and the skull on the mat, on the helmet. So he goes out, he defeats all of the character, he defeats all of, you know, his former friends. He beats them down. Thank you so much. And then Ruby runs over to him and starts crying. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. It's like by this time people realize that, oh, we fucked up, you know. We didn't mean to mess with him, you know, like that or something like that. So that's what happened. And the next one, the next story I'm working on is called Knight and Squire. It's another Ruby story, but it's a crossover with My Hero Academia. It's, if you guys ever seen those villain Deku pits, and I'll tell you later. And the, villain Deku became how he became, where, like, you know, Deku is like, he asks All Might, do you think I could be a hero? And All Might's like, why don't you just go ahead and be a cop, kid? You'll do better that way. Well, in this, Jean saw this and heard it, and he goes, don't worry about that hero, kid. You come with me. You come with me, I'll make your dreams come true. And so he does, and all, and they basically, they are using mechs, basically like Stark armor. So yeah, they're doing what they go out and become heroes. I'm still working on the first chapter right now. So. I guess there's nothing else I can say, I can do right now or tell you right now, but sorry this has gotten so short. I mean, it's so short, no? I just wanted to go ahead and do this. So expect a vlog coming out from me on Facebook, on YouTube, coming this maybe Saturday, I don't know, Saturday, this weekend, basically. So, this is, hey, by the way, if you got any ideas for topics of podcasts, send them to me. At my email address. My email address is arsao@gmail.com. You guys have a great night. You have a great night and a better day tomorrow. Love you guys. Much peace, much love to you all. Bye.